part of the reason that we settle like this, especially at the beginning of a practice day or practice time, is to really invite ease into the practice. It's so easy for us to strive and work hard. And being present with our experience is made easier if we have an easeful attitude. Checking right now to see how much effort it takes to be aware of your body lying on the floor. And now try really hard, try harder to be aware of your body lying on the floor. And now ease back on that effort. Ease back on the effort to the place where you can just easily, where you can still be aware of the body without ease or without pushing or straining in the body. This ease helps us to be more fully here. We can also bring kindness in right here. Just realizing that this is a kindness to ourselves, and can scan the body, see if there's anything else that you could do to make yourself comfortable. You need a pillow or a blanket on top of you. Just allowing yourself to recognize that this is kind. This is a kindness to yourself. And let that in, appreciating that kindness. We also want to kindly support ourselves to stay alert and present and awake. And so if you find yourself falling asleep or feeling like you might edge in that direction, something that can help is if you place your elbows on the floor and your hands pointing up to the ceiling, so your hands are in the air, elbows on the floor. And then if you fall asleep, your hands will tend to fall towards the body and help wake you up. And then if you do find yourself falling asleep, it's okay. But if there's a lot of snoring, I may come and just gently support you by just touching you on the shoulder. And if you find yourself falling asleep, you feel free to sit up at any time. So sensing the body laying on the floor, on the earth, letting yourself feel surrender into the support of the floor, of this earth. Letting yourself feel the heaviness of the body. Letting yourself rest into the support of the floor.
Noticing the places of contact along the back body. How the feet are contacting the floor. You might have your knees bent to support the small of the back, just sensing how the back of the legs are in contact or not with the floor. Sensing the hips, the back on the floor. On this earth, the back of the head. And sensing down the front of the body, the chest, maybe rising and falling, the belly, the fronts of the legs. And feeling into the left foot, noticing more closely now how it contacts the floor. How does the left heel contact the floor? What kind of size or size is that place of contact? Is it the size of a loonie or a toonie? Or can you sense the outer edges of that place? Are the outer edges kind of a tingling at the outer edge of that contact, or is it kind of just a place of no sensation? Just bringing our curious, non-judgmental attention to that sensation. And developing our sense of connection with the body. Sensing up into the arch of the foot, the ball of the foot, the big left toe. And sensing over to the other toes, and sometimes very often the toes can feel vague. We don't feel them each individually, just that general area. Sensing over to the little toe. Sensing up into the top of the left foot. And then letting go of the idea of foot at all. And just sensing the sensations in that area of the body, that general area. You might feel like there's no foot, there's no boundary. Just a collection of kind of diffuse sensations. Some tingling, some pressure, some warmth, some coolness. And sensing up into the area of what we call the ankle, but not trying to sense it closely or like an ankle, just what are the sensations in that area of the body? And then sensing up into what we call the calf. What are the sensations in that area? Are there some sensations of maybe connection with a pant leg or the floor, or maybe there's a sensation of just no sensations? Feeling up into the left knee, noticing how that knee is bending or touching the pant leg. And sensing up into the area we call the left thigh. Sensing around it and through it, and this kind of collection of sensations or no sensations. Feeling up into the left hip. How it's contacting the floor. And sensing the whole pelvis area. Feeling over into the right hip. Sensing the hips as they touch the floor. Are they the same pressure on either side or different? We're just developing gently our awareness of the body. Sensing down into the right thigh, down into the right foot, into the right heel, sensing the connection with the right heel on the floor. Sensing the size of that place of contact. Sensing around the edges of that place of contact. Feeling up into the arch of the foot and the ball of the foot. The big right toe. Sometimes we can feel that pressure against the sock. And then sensing the other toes over to the little toe of the right foot. Sensing the top of the right foot. And then completely letting go of the idea of foot and just sensing the sensations there, the pressure on the foot, on the floor, the warmth, coolness, tingling, throbbing, pulsing. Sensing up into the right ankle. Feeling up into the right calf. Sensing the right knee, sensing how it's bending. Feeling into the right thigh, feelings of sensation, feelings of no sensation. Sensing the right hip and the pelvis and this whole area from the hips down through the legs and the feet. Bringing our gentle, non-judgmental attention, curiosity, just to the direct sensations. The mind will move to thinking. That's part of our exploration. It'll come back. Notice if there's any tightness there with the mind coming back or ease, and then returning to the body scan. Sensing now into the lower back, noticing how it contacts the floor. Sensing sometimes there's some tightness in the lower back. Sometimes just bringing our gentle attention there can help that ease. If that happens, just noticing that. Sometimes we can intentionally invite ease. Intentionally even stretch or shift the small of the back, press it into the floor. And notice how that feels. And sometimes we hold with softness what's there. If there's a tightness in some area there, or an ease in some other area, letting that be as best we can with as much softness as we can. And sensing up into the middle back and the upper back, the shoulder blades, seeing if the contact is the same on either side of the spine or if it's different, just noticing. This is all a part of the development of our connection with the body and the mind. Sensing into the belly, sensing any sensations there, perhaps of the breath, rising and falling.
Feeling into the chest, noticing any sense here, above the body, of the ribs rising, falling, stretching.
Feeling into the shoulders. Sometimes there's some tightness in the shoulders, one of the places that this tightness can be carried. And just see what happens if you bring your friendly, soft attention there. And then sometimes we can just gently invite a softening without moving the shoulders, but inviting a softening and see what happens. Sometimes the shoulders soften. And then we can also simply hold with softness. What's here? Oh, a little bit of tightness. Oh, a little bit more tight on the right side than the left. Okay, soft, soft. And then sensing this whole trunk of the body from the shoulders down to the hips. Sensing the aliveness in this whole trunk of the body, the shifting sensations. Rising, falling, tingling, pressure, contact, areas of no sensation. Letting go of the idea of trunk of the body and just sensing the collection of sensations in this whole area. And then sensing from the shoulders down into the upper arms. Sensing the elbows. Noticing if there's any contact with the floor. Noticing if the elbows are bent. Sensing into the forearms. Feeling into the wrists. Feeling into the hands, the palms of the hands, noticing that little curve in the middle of the palm of the hand, and what does that feel like? sensing the thumb of the left hand, noticing if it's touching something. Maybe it's touching something substantial and for part of it, and then something insubstantial like the air. Noticing that difference. And sensing the thumb of the right hand. Substantial or insubstantial contact in different places of the right thumb. And sensing the four fingers and their sense of contact. The sensing the middle fingers and their sense of contact, perhaps with something firmer like the body, and then also something insubstantial like the air. Sensing the ring fingers and their contact. Sensing the little fingers and their contact. And feeling the backs of the hands. And then letting go of the idea of hands altogether and just sensing the sensations in this area. The tingling, pulsing, throbbing, hardness, softness, warmth, coolness. Just the direct sensations, just developing our relationship with the body. Using directed thought, we're directing our mind, helping the mind and the body develop together. Sensing this whole area now, the hands and the arms and the shoulders. And sensing gently up the neck. Sensing the back of the head and that place of contact. Does it feel soft or hard? Feeling up into the top of the head. Sensing into the forehead, inviting a softening in the forehead. Feeling into the muscles around the eyes. There can sometimes be a straining in the muscles around the eyes when we have our eyes open. And then when we close our eyes, that straining to see can still be there. So just check out those little muscles all around the eyes and inviting them to soften. See what happens. Sometimes there's a little ripple of softening across the face. Sensing into the cheekbones, the breath at the nostrils, sensing the jaw and the mouth, inside the mouth. And sensing this whole face and head all together. And sensing the whole body from the head now down to the feet. And hands and arms. This whole body laying here supported by the floor. And sensing the ease with which the body can lie on the floor, and you can still feel the sensations of the body. And now very gently rolling to one side. And just resting on your side. And just inquiring into your experience, how easily can you lie on the side here and still feel the sensations of the body?
And then with as much ease as is available, coming up to your sitting posture. Actually, just sitting on the mat for a moment, coming up to sitting on the mat. Just in this posture, asking in, how easily can you sit here and still sense the body? In whatever way you sense the body, there's no right way. And then with awareness in the body, connection to how the limbs move now, coming into your posture for sitting, onto your chair or onto your bench. Settling into your sense of the body sitting, however that is for you. When the mind moves away from the body, it'll come back all by itself. Noticing the choice we have then to return to the body, the sensations of the body sitting. With kindness and gentleness. If there's a difficult emotion or thought that comes repeatedly, can turn to it. Sense how is this in the body? And then as it wanes, settle into the body sensations of sitting. I'm not going to ring the bell because we're not ending our practice. We'll transition our practice, and these are very important places to bring the practice when we transition from one thing to another.